You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
What's up, everyone? I'm Noah Daniels, and we're here for another episode of the Real Hauntings podcast. On this episode, we have a novelist, songwriter, playwright, screenwriter. He does a little bit of everything, and we're super excited to have him here. It's Tinder Bastard. He's got some stories that he's going to share with us. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thanks, man.
So one of the things we like to find out before we jump into the stories is kind of where our guests fall on what we call the Believo-meter. Zero, meaning they don't believe in the paranormal. 10, ghosts, spirits, etc., are completely real and they believe in it. Where do you kind of fall on that scale?
I believe that if there's enough energy built up, that something can happen. Does that make sense? Like my dog, after she died recently, I saw her. I felt her nudging me when she would sleep. You know how an animal push. She followed me into the bathroom and sat down like she would. I heard her jump up on the couch and plop down like dogs do. I saw her in the back room for like a second and a half. She just appeared to me like in the movie Ghost. She was looking at me. And I think that took a lot of energy for ghosts to appear. I've heard that. And then the last thing was she walked to the door and huffed. And I opened the door and let her out. When I called her to come back in, she was gone. And that was her being gone. But two nights ago, I heard her she would sit in bed sometime when the dog wants to go out, and she'll wake up and she'll look at me and go, uff, uff, and I heard her do that. So am I crazy? I don't know, but that's what I experienced in a ghostly manner.
Wow.
Yeah. And she's been sending me songs. I've been these incredible, some of the most incredible songs I've ever written. One was about her, another one's are inspired by her.
So how did that make you feel when your dog, you know, returned after your dog had passed? Was that a great relief to have that experience?
Even if she was gone and just a ghost, if she wanted to hang around, I'd be okay with that. I just miss her profoundly. Yeah. She was the love of my life, as pathetic as that might sound. We were together 16 and a half years, almost constantly. I think we weren't together maybe 4.5 days of that entire time. I used to be a performing songwriter till my eyes went, and she just come, you know, that first weekend after I found her, I'm like, oh, I went to this dog. I'm like, just bring her with you. Let her just follow you around, set up, and then just sit there on stage or lay down and sleep. And we went everywhere together. We climbed to the top of the Rocky Mountains. We climbed the Continental Divide. We swam in the ocean in Key West. I miss her. I haven't quite wrapped my mind around the idea that I'm never going to see her again. People say she's gone to a better play. I don't believe that anymore. I really don't think so. I think this is it. This is heaven, hell. This is where you get everything done. This is where you do your best work. And then I'm not smart enough to know where we go when we die.
Right.
I have absolutely no idea. And I'm pretty sure most people aren't smart enough either.
Well, that's great that at least you have had some of those interactions, you know, post her passing, because it's pretty clear that you two were very close and Yeah. Sounds like your dog had a great life with you. That's really special. Let's shift gears. I do want to talk about, I know you listed here that you saw a ghost in the Berkshires. Can you tell me about that?
Berkshires. That's the mountain range in Western Massachusetts where Emily Dickinson lived. Pittsfield, I think she lived in. It's where James Taylor has lived after Martha's Vineyard. Yeah, I was with my girlfriend, Rima. We went to her grandparents' home in the Berkshires. And it was an old, old home from Revolutionary War time. And when we went to sleep, they said, oh, yeah, in your bedroom, the grandmother. I don't know if it was Rima's mother's parents or her father's parents. But the grandmother said, oh, yeah, there's a Revolutionary War soldier in that room. And he might wake you out to look at him. And that's what happened. In the middle of the night, I just was woken up. And I sat up, and this revolutionary young kid, this Revolutionary War, you can tell from the tree-cornered hat, the rifle, and the clothing. And he, like George in the back room here, he just appeared for 2 seconds, and then he went away. And I'm like, okay, I saw the Revolutionary War ghost. Check that off the list of things to do.
This episode of the Real Hauntings, Real Ghost Stories podcast is brought to you by Wild Grain. Hey, y'all, it's Noah Daniels, and oh boy, I just got my box of Wild Grain bread and pasta. My whole family has been so excited to dive in. We started with a sourdough, and it was amazing. If you're looking to make Mother's Day brunch planning easier or just looking for a great gift for your mom, you've got to check out Wild Grain. Order before May 6th to get your box in time for Mother's Day. Wild Grain is the first ever bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries. Every item bakes frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. The next thing up for us to try is the biscuits with our breakfast. And you can now fully customize your Wild Grain box, so you can choose any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box. When you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings to start your subscription. You heard me, free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings. That's wildgrain.com/hauntings, or you can use promo code hauntings at checkout.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Did it say in here, or am I thinking about a different one, that you had a friend that was chased by a demon or something like that?
Yeah, that's interesting. When I'm a teenager, he was a piano player for the ballet company, and he was wild. He was like a wild man. He'd play all kind of songs, not just classical pieces. He'd break into MAME and just whatever he thought worked, and he just found these songs that worked, and the teachers let him do it. And I go over where he's staying, and I go, and he had just – he was a big swimming guy. He just come from the Y swimming. And I show up and he goes, oh, you want to go swimming? I go, didn't you just come from? He goes, yeah, I'll go. And he had placed, I remember seeing him place his bathing suit right on the counter. And then when he goes for it, it's not there. And he looks in the drawer and it's not there. He can't figure it out. We didn't go swimming. And I don't see him for 2 months or so. And he recounts to me that, yeah, someone in the top floor of this hotel had practiced the dark arts and somehow had unleashed a demon up there. And they fled. And so the demon was looking for a talented soul to possess. Like Paganini, the violin player, was supposedly, he supposedly sold his soul to the devil. People say that his final concert, they saw the devil standing there waiting for him. I don't know if Mozart was, but Brahms supposedly was possessed. He sold
Robert
his,
Johnson.
What, man? Yeah, there you go. So Richard said that this demon came after him. It wouldn't let his girlfriend come out of the kitchen in the doorway. It hurled a knife at her. He woke up in the middle of the night and the song came into the room sort of like bigger at the height. And then when it left again, and it was Rolling Stones, Give Me Shelter. And I have no reason to not believe him. And I've always thought that I would write that story. I just never have. Just Richard's Ghost. That's not a great title. That's not enough. That doesn't have enough scare factor to it. He went on to become the ballet class teacher at a university. I never saw him again. But that was his story. And that's what he said. I don't know how it finally ended. Oh, I think he had to have an exorcism to get rid of the demon. So I think it's a lot of things. Again, do you believe in ghosts and things? We can't know.
Well, we're coming up on our time. I appreciate you sharing. That's some pretty heavy stuff to digest. But I do appreciate you sharing it. I want to make sure our audience knows again where they can find all of your content. So where if they want to buy your books or hear your music, what is the best outlet for them to do that?
Tender Bastard, Duncan. That's the best place to go.
So with that, I'm Noah Daniels.
I'm Tender Bastard.
And this is Three Wishes. And if you want to hear more of it, make sure you go to tenderbastard.com and check out the SoundCloud link on the right of the page.
If I had three wishes, this is what I'd say. I wish that you were here with me, and I'd give the other wishes away. If we had tomorrow, we would have today, and there would be no chance that sorrow
every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.